The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We have action at Sligo on Wednesday evening. A good competitive card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Yeah, very well, thank you.
Good,
very
man. Well. Good. How have you been enjoying the Irish stuff? How did you get on yesterday?
Yeah, right, yeah. Found a couple of winners here, then, everywhere. Nice winner with Sheila's Wish.
Yeah.
10-1 chance. See You All in Coppers won the first, the Juvenile. Obviously, there's a couple of short ones along the way as well. A few non-runners, a few losers, but just about got me head in front.
Good. No surprise to see that Aidan O'Brien won Venus de Milo come home in front of the Group 3 either, was it?
Yeah, she's a really smart filly. There was no pace on early, and Joseph decided to take the bull by the horns and make plenty of use of her. He knew she stayed really well, and once she got to the front, it was only ever a question of how far she was going to win. But once she was... brought under pressure towards the end, I thought she found quite a bit, and she continues on the upgrade. I'm sure some big races are certainly going to come her way towards the end of the season.
Might not be any Group 3s or listed races tonight, Andy, but a competitive enough card at Sligo this evening.
Just a quick update on the ground as well at Sligo. I've just been on the track website, and they've had 3 millimetres of rain overnight plus a little bit yesterday. It's now yielding pretty much all over. There's a few good places around, but generally just on the easy side. And the forecast for this afternoon and this evening is for the odd shower, so I can't see it drying out too much. So yeah, just probably similar to what it was the first 2 days at Galway last week, just on the yielding side.
Okay, let's just look into the actual racing then. The 5:40 is the first race on the card, and we start with an EBF auction maiden. It's over 6.5 furlongs, and the betting looks like this as a record in the morning. Pixie Hollow 9-4 into 7-4 favourite. Harlem Shake 15-8, Fix It 7-2, and then it's 10-1 or bigger prices barring those three runners. How do you see this opener going, Andy?
Well, at the prices, I thought 9-4 for Pixie Hollow was an outstanding bet. Obviously, William Hill odds compilers have been quick off the draw there, and one or two shrewd operators have already hoovered up the value in the morning. But I still think she's probably the best filly potentially in this race, this Pixie Hollow. She had a nice run first time out on ground that arguably could have been a little bit too quick for her, being as she's by Verglas. But despite meeting a little bit of trouble in running, I thought she started in quite promisingly. In an OK race, I mean, there's nothing to shake ham about, but to be fair, this race isn't much better either. So with just normal improvement, I'd expect Pixie Hollow to certainly take a high rank here. Of the other ones who've had runs, Harlem Shake, obviously very consistent, but ultimately at the moment quite frustrating. He got beat last time out down in Down Royal. He's had blinkers and cheek pieces on as well. He just looks a bit of an awkward ride. He doesn't give his jockey much assistance in the saddle anyway. I think he's always looking to back out of it. He doesn't always look as though he's enjoying what he's doing, Harlem Shake. Fix It ran quite well in behind Harlem Shake that night at Down Royal. I suppose he could improve. Got a reasonable draw as well tonight, Jessica Harrington's charge. But Pixie Hollow, that was probably the most eye-catching run of the ones we've seen so far. And I'd probably take her, even though those pesky sharks have hoovered up the value of 9-4.
Okay, on to the second race then. This is at 6:10. And this is a nursery handicap over 6.5 furlongs, so it's for the two-year-olds. And at the top of the betting, it seems to revolve around that race at Galway last week. We've got Man Falls and Tom Dooley, 7-2 joint favourites, and Focused, 9-2. It's an 8-1 barring those. And Focused came out on top last time these three met, these three rivals at the top of the betting met. Andy, do you think it'll be the same way tonight?
Well, that depends on early track position here, Mark. I watched that race a few times back at Galway, that nursery, which was run on the Saturday. Went the way of Focus, as you said, who, in the blinkers first time out, got a good track position in a small field and was able to just last it out with Tom Dooley and Mahan Falls, who, for one reason or another, didn't get the smoothest of a run through. They were closing in on the finish. They've got much better draws tonight, Tom Dooley and Mahan Falls, whereas Focus tonight, in an 11-strong field, he stuck out on the wing a little bit into stall 10. So I think from an early position, you'd imagine those other two who were in behind Focus might just be in clearer water tonight. And I'm not really much interested in the weight turnaround. I don't think that'll make much difference. I just think it's going to be about track position. So I probably would go with Tom Dooley. I thought he ran really well at Galway on Saturday. Did all his best work at the end. And hopefully with a good break from trap four, he can get first run on his two main rivals. I think Mahon Fawns is the danger. As I said, this horse didn't get done any favours by the draw the other day, but stuck out on the wing and dived to the left coming out the stalls. And he did all his best work towards the back end of the... Sorry, she did all her best work towards the end. So those are definitely three to focus on. They have got the betting right here, 7-2, 7-2, 9-2. But I'll go with Tom Dooley. I think that was a decent run, or certainly a run up to the standard of winning a race like this.
Okay, the 6:40 is race three on the card, and this is a handicap over the 6.5 furlong trip once again. Wide open this one though, 5-1 joint favourites in Indian Landing and Jumbo Steps. Who do you like here for the 6:40, Andy?
Well, a good deal depends whether Jumbo Steps arrives here after a run 2 days ago at Fairy House. If he does, then he's got to be included into your thought process here. Johnny Levens's charge has been a consistent horse all season long, and often front runners or horses that race prominently can get an advantage around this track, particularly in a big field. However, he is drawn stall 12, so I'm not necessarily sure that he's going to be able to run up to his best. And similar comments can be made about Coquette Noir here, filly that won last time out down in the Curra, posting a good speed figure on that occasion. But she's been handed the stall 13 box, so it goes against the grain for me to tip either one of those two horses with such weak draws. And I quite like the chances here of a Sony, a horse that I've tipped on the podcast before. In fact, I did that during Royal Ascot Week when, on the 18th of June, she managed to oblige, getting the better of market rival Three Bells, who went on to win next time out at Fairy House. And I like the way these two pull clear of the field, suggesting they were particularly well handicapped at the time. And Timothy Dawes' charge went to Galway last week in the hands of Billy Lee, hoping to follow up that success. But unfortunately, things didn't quite pan out well for this five-year-old mare. When she just stuck out on the wing a little bit, she was marooned all the way round on the outside of the field. And the front runners really just went away from her coming round the home turn. But she did stay in quite nicely to be never nearer at the finish, back and forth. And the speed figure of that race is quite good. That Capitol Hill had gone into that race in good form. There was good money for Cargill, and Torfan Express had won early on in the week. So, the form looks quite believable. And back to Sligo with a good draw, stall one. Now, this only becomes a good draw, of course, if she breaks well and holds a position. But if she does, certainly seen her being involved in the finish in some way, shape or form here. And she's around about 9-10-1 this morning. So I'd like quite a lot of the chances of a Sony with another one to include into the thought process, Measured Approval, who, if the ground doesn't deteriorate too much, I think has got a better chance than he did the other night down in Galway when the ground was heavy. So two big prices against the field there for Sony at 9-1. And Measured Approval at 12s.
Okay, on to race 4 next, and then this is at 7:10. And this is the Irish Stallion Farms European Breeders Fund Oaks Fillies Handicap. It's over a mile and a half, and we'll start here with Fleur de Nuit, Andy, who heads the betting. And that second behind Unaccompanied at Galway looks pretty useful, and due to go up £6 after that effort. So is Fleur de Nuit the one to beat here?
She is, you're right, yes. Surprised that bookmakers actually have got her in as big as 4-1 this morning. William Hill quick off the mark cut her into 3-1. I think that's probably about the right price now. She might even start shorter, and you wouldn't have an argument to be made against that being the wrong price, because, you know, that Unaccompanied run the other day, trying to give £4 to Unaccompanied in the cold light of day, proved virtually impossible, but she went down on a shield. And I like the fact that she really put it up to Dermot Wells filly. She had to try exceptionally hard to beat this 8-year-old mare, who probably put in a lifetime career best effort on that occasion. As you said, the handicap was due to react quite harshly and put her up in the ratings subsequently. So they're quite right to bring her here tonight and take advantage of that old handicap mark. They booked Johnny Murch as well. Johnny, of course, riding with an immense amount of confidence at the moment at all the big venues, Goodwood, Royal Ascot, the Curra, you name it. Johnny Murch has been in the limelight for the last month or two. I think Jim Blains have done really well to get the services of Johnny here tonight. The ground will be absolutely ideal. The two career victories will come when there's plenty of cut in the ground, so the rain overnight will suit. And I think she's definitely the one to beat. I won't put you off backing her. But I'd also have to have a little bit of a saver on Clara Bella, who's a mare that I quite like. John Keeley's been quite sparing, if you like, with regards to running this horse this season. He's been waiting for soft or hip, you know, really easy ground conditions for this mare. And I think he was going to run it at Galway last week, but unfortunately it was early on in the week and the ground was on the quickest side. But if she gets her ground tonight, which I think she will, she's definitely got a better chance than her odds suggest, 10-1 this morning. Every time there's been cutting the ground this season, she's run to a very high standard, and her speed figures are really good, particularly that run early on in the season at Tipperary when she disposed of quite a competitive field. And if she handles the track, of course, this is the first time that she's raced on an undulating uphill track, then I think she's got a fighting chance of certainly running well at that price. But those would be my two against the field. Fleur de Nuit, absolute must, and also Clara Bella as well, at a much bigger price.
Good stuff. The 7:40 is race 5 on the card, and this is an apprentice maiden. It's over a mile and a half, and we have a bit of a shorty at the top of the betting. Zafarkand is 5-4, and remains a maiden, but has run solidly in handicaps of late, dropping back into a maiden this evening, and has Conor King in the saddle as well, which is a useful jockey booking. Is Zafarkand the one to beat here, Andy?
Yeah, they might as well call this the Conor King Benefits apprentice maiden, mightn't they? The best apprentice in the race, riding the best horse, and he's a front runner. it's going to be very difficult for this not to win. Probably one of the best bets on the card, really, is Zafarkand. Oliver Brady, very shrewd operator, of course, has booked the services of the quite impressive young lad over there in Ireland at the moment. I think we've all latched on, cottoned on to the fact this kid's the real deal. Four winners yesterday, last night at Cork. If anyone didn't know how good Conor King was, well, if you followed him last night, you would have been 14 grand the richer if you would have had a pound stake on all his winners. Of course, he rode winners at the Galway Festival, and you know he's into the 20s and counting. But the horse's chance is there for all to see anyway. The horse that he's riding, he's ridden it twice as well on his last two starts. Tried to make the run in at Fairy House two starts ago, but got gunned down by the Informed Kingdom. There was a big gap back then to Bensoon in third, who's not a bad stick. And he just got outrun the other day down in Leopardstown, over 1.6 behind Leah Clare and Sabono, two real strong stayers. But Heirloom was back in fourth, so you know, I think that form's really solid, because I fancied Heirloom that night. I think I made that my nap that evening. So I do think Conor King is going to operate from the front here. He's going to dictate the pace. And I think Zafarkand has got the form to take this race quite comfortably. So Zafarkand, very, very strong bet there in the 7:40.
The penultimate race is the 8:10, and this is a handicap over a mile and a half, and we have a 5-4 favourite in this one as well, in the shape of Skimming Stone. The John Joseph Murphy Yard have won this two out of the last 3 years, and Skimming Stone is due to go up £11 after a decent enough effort at Galway. So is Skimming Stone well in here, Andy?
Well, she is, effectively, yeah. I mean, it all depends how you regard these at the handicap horses. You know, do they just run above themselves, and, you know, is it a bit of a red herring, a bit of a fluke, and then when they go back into their rightful company off their old mark, if you like, do they run up to that kind of level of form? I think it's a bit of an overreaction myself. 5-4 is in a preposterously short price from where I'm sitting. I do like this filly, actually, because I tipped her a few starts at Belliestown, but unfortunately things didn't go away. And that was off the back of a good run down in Limerick when she was a bit of an eye-catcher in the hands of Conor King. So, like I said, I don't think there's anything wrong with a horse, but I just think the price is all wrong here. Several in this race that do make quite a bit of appeal against her. Of course, with a 5-4 favourite, you get 8-9-1 bar the one. So I think we could almost back a couple against and have a bit of fun here. I do think Melanipi's a filly to worth considering in this race, as she has been all season. She's been on a bit of a roll. She's won two back-to-back races at Tremor and Fairy House, and then her last two runs, she's done nothing to suggest she's on the downhill spiral. That run the other day at Galway in a very hot race couldn't have worked out any better. The likes of Dark Crusader went into that race off the back of a win at Killarney, and Payday Kitten was very strongly fancied from the Dermot Well camp. She managed to finish in front of horses like Abu Naev on that occasion, and a waiver as well from the Ian O'Brien camp. So I think she was beating a decent standard of horse, even though she only finished third. She was also at the handicap as well, similar to Skimming Stone. And yet she can be backed at 8-1 here. You can back her each way at 8-1. She's already proven on soft ground. She's proven that she can come up a hill as well, i.e. Galway last week. She stays really well. I think Paul Deegan's filly's a miles better bet than backing Skimming Stone at 5-4. So I recommend her strongly at 8-1. And the other one I'd also have a few quid on as well at a price is Seismic from the John Murphy stable. Of course, stable companion of Skimming Stone, ridden by Conor King as well. That has to be a massive plus. And he rated 47, this horse, but what a race. This horse ran the last day down in Killarney, behind Dark Crusader, who's won since, Seawall and Coppers, who won over hurdles the other day, and of course Sharjah, went into that race off the back of a good win at Fairy House. That's really solid form. So we've got two, I think, overpriced horses here against Skimming Stone to take the favourite on with. We've got Melanipi at 8-1. We've got Seismic at 10-1. So let's get stuck into those two.
Okay, and the final race is the 8:40. We finish with a mile and a quarter handicap, and the betting is headed by Treasure the Ridge, who's at 6-4. There's been a little bit of money for Modista as well, 5s into 9-2. Maggie Dalton 6s, Castlebar Sling 7s, and then 12-1 or bigger prices. The rest talk. So, your thoughts in the lucky last, and Andy?
Yeah, I didn't try and oppose too many Dermot Weld horses last week, if I could help it, and that paid off. But I am going to go against Treasure the Ridge here. One reason that I don't really like his chance at the prices is his speed figure last week at Galway wasn't all that great. It was a really, really slow time. They went no gallop, and basically it became a sprint from two or three out, and Treasure the Ridge, who was the best horse in the race, disposed of his field on pretty readily. Now, I think he's up against a more stiffer standard of opponent here, particularly the lightly raced and progressive Modista, who could be potentially quite well handicapped here for the Kevin Brendigant stable. Just two runs in its career, both on soft ground, so the ground conditions tonight at Sligo won't be any issue. And also, the fact that she's already won round this track over course and distance, hopefully will stand her in good stead. Now, that run last time out here on the 18th of June wouldn't be anything to shake home about on the figures, and the horses that she beat wouldn't be all that special. Jidago, for instance, is quite a one-paced individual, but I like the way she quickened away off the home turn, and she won in the style of a horse who could be going places. And I'd probably just take her at the price. She's 9-2 with William Hill, and I think I'd rather go with her each way than I would back Treasure of the Ridge at rather skinny-looking 6-4.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Can we have a quick summary then of your selections at Sligo?
Yeah, good night tonight at Sligo. I quite like this card. Run on yielding ground. Pixie Hollow, I like her in the first. I thought she ran an eye-catching race on debut down in Fairy House. 6-10 wide open. I think those three that contested that nursery the other day at Galway dominate proceedings. And I'll take Tom Dooley to turn the form around with Focused in the 6:40 wide open handicap. But I do like the chances of Vasoni. I'd make her one of the best bets on the card, around about 10-1 each way from a good draw. And she's already got course and distance winning form in the bag. So Vasoni there. 7:10. Two against the field would be Fleur Denouis, who has to be on anyone's shortlist after that good run down in Galway the other day, beyond unaccompanied. But Clara Bella also will enjoy the conditions here tonight, and she's a filly not to be messed around with when the ground's on the soft side. 7:40, probably the nap of the night is a Farrakhand in the hands of that Mercurial Conor King, who's obviously riding out of his skin at the moment. 8:10, my two against the hot pot here, Skimming Stone, would be Melanipe at 8-1, and at the bottom weight Seismic again for Conor King at 10-1. And the final race, let's go with the each-way second favourite, Modista.
Good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much, and enjoy that Sligo this evening.
Will do. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.